This segment is brought to you by Carbach, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Well, the Angels didn't exactly throw out an ace last night in Griffin Canning. And I watched the beginning of the Astros game, and his pitching line was 1 1/3 inning pitched, 6 walks, 2 hits, 3 earned runs. And that's the start the Astros got, and they still lost.
They're not in a good spot right now with that pitching staff.
I mean, you're giving up 9 runs to the Angels.
Without Mike Trout.
Yeah, that's bad. That's a disappointing showing last night, and I don't have high hopes for what's going on there tonight.
Rockets and Clippers are the ones interested in Iguodala, but they're probably waiting for the Grizzlies to waive him and then go after him, because at $17 million would put them well into the tax.
If I'm the Grizzlies, I think the smart thing is to hold on to him into the season and then trade him at the deadline, because that's the kind of guy you want to be, like, that can put you over the top. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's the guy that I'd be like, oh, man, now he's got some real value.
Here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number 3. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Get on there, send a message. Aaron will respond. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975, at MK Pallet. You could text the show. You know the number for that. You can also get on the Twitch channel and watch us live. Comment there as Eric Mayhem Warner joins us. And if you see him, you'll know why he's Mayhem.
What's up, Freddie? Hey, AJ.
How you doing, buddy?
I can't complain, man. It's, good day. We're drinking beer. Doesn't get any better than that.
You world traveling, huh?
Yeah, I told you, texted you a couple days ago. Now's the time of year. The third quarter is always crazy. A lot of it's, you know, festivals, and we got hop selection coming up, and yeah, so it's kind of a crazy time of year, but it's fun.
Where'd you go? Where's the most recent trip?
I was in San Antonio. Okay. So that was just, you know, pimping beer on behalf of Carbach, helping out team sales, helping them, you know, make their commissions for the month.
Right.
And then I was up in Colorado over the 4th of July. I missed, apparently, what was an epic concert, the Cheap Trick concert.
Yeah.
Sold out.
Nice.
Yeah. I got to admit, even I was a little surprised by that, just because 4th of July, you know, yeah, people got stuff going on and people going out of town, but it's sold out. So anyway, that's what I've been up to.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you drink any beer when you were in San Antonio?
I did. Most of it was Carbach, though.
Okay.
I did try this new stuff that it piqued my creative brain. Have you guys ever had Chamoyo?
No,
I can't say that I have.
It's this.
That's a made up thing.
No, it's not. I saw the bottle. It's like a kind of a spicy sauce, but it's really thick. It's almost like mayo, not quite mayo thick, but it's like a sauce almost.
Okay.
But apparently it's like super popular over there, and like old abuelas like put it on their, you know, meat and stuff. But at this kind of fancy cocktail bar, this guy was using it in a cocktail.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was really kind of good. So I'm gonna play with some chamoyo.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've decided what I want to do for our beer when we do one.
All right.
So I mean, I don't know. Maybe we should do it like a late summer, like maybe right before football season starts. What's the longest you guys have ever done a boil on a stout?
Maybe 2 hours.
Okay.
We want to make something off the charts big? Is that what we're going for?
I want to do something that's like super thick.
8 hours. An 8-hour boil.
So I was talking to a guy, well, I asked you about the guy about drinking in San Antonio. I was talking to a guy that runs a brewery there called Weathered Souls.
I heard the best, reputationally, the most about them. So they apparently have got some good beers.
They are killing it. Stouts especially. And he did a stout that had the most amazing mouthfeel. And I was like, how did you do this? They did a 24-hour boil.
What?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how realistic that is, but I figure on a pilot system, maybe. I mean, I don't know if we need to go full 24, but maybe do something like a super long boil and put some marshmallows and vanilla in it and make just some badass syrupy ass sugar stout.
I like it. You know, that's what Goose does with Bourbon County.
Okay.
So I know they boil that for 6 hours. That's part of how they get the
ABV up.
The ABV up. So I like it. Okay. I think we can do that.
Okay.
And I will, because those guys are vets, right?
I don't believe so.
I thought somebody told me they were veterans.
The head brewer isn't, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
He's like a super tall dude, black dude named Marcus.
Okay.
He's like 6'7" or something.
Dang.
Absurd. Like, yeah. Dang. So he's very, he sticks out in a crowd. There's not a lot of black craft beer brewers. And B, he's a freaking giant. But, you know, he's been making some really good beers. Next time you come in fact, I'll bring one of their beers.
You brought some back?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool.
They've got like a membership, and I'm a member of their club, so I get to try a bunch of their stuff.
Would love to try, because I say, I've heard a lot of good things about them.
Okay. Well, so that's what I want to do. Something
all right.
Like that. Something with a long boil that'll get it nice and thick.
We get this thing up to like 15% ABV.
Oh, yeah.
And if we brew it at the end of summer, it'll be like a perfect kind of holiday beer, right?
That's what I'm saying.
You know, December, bust that out.
That's what I'm saying.
And Fred will like it
because
he likes the big stouts.
Yeah. And we can throw a little bit of it in a barrel.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
All right. It's decided then.
Gavel. Bang the gavel.
All right.
So,
tell us what we're drinking here.
So this is a dark beer, but at the very opposite end of the spectrum, a Munich style Dunkel Lager.
So ABV.
ABV on this one's about 5.
Okay.
So a poundable darker beer.
Yeah.
I like to say that the Munich style dark is kind of the German answer to the brown ale, but it's a lager. So it's a little cleaner, a little crisper. It's got nice kind of toasty, roasty malt characteristics, a little bit like bread. It's got kind of a dark bread kind of aroma and flavor. Not very hoppy, right? This is a malt emphasized, malt forward beer. But
I'm tasting a little like nutty taste in there.
A little nuttiness.
That's Eric's.
My special
that's what you
salty nut
great
concoction for you, Fred.
It's just a dip.
how long did you age them in that?
For you, extra long.
That's right.
24 hours?
You got a long boil of that.
Why does this beer taste salty?
So is this a brewery only, I'm assuming?
Yeah, this is one of the KR&Ds that you're only going to be able to get this coming down to the Carbach restaurant. And getting yourself a pint of this and a bite to eat. Now's a great time to come. Our AC is cranking. It's nice and cold in there. Beer's cold. Food's hot. The servers will treat you well. So come on down to the brewery and check out what's cooking.
That's right. Hey, that food is so good too. Yeah. Did you go to the Frida event?
I didn't. I was on my way back from Denver then, but that was quite popular as it was last year. We had a huge, I think it was like our, if you throw out the Love Street Music Fest, which we've had on Sundays, I think it was like our second biggest Sunday ever.
Nice.
So, and that, you know, in the scorching heat of mid-July.
Yeah.
So. Pretty popular.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for that's honestly the reason I love going to you guys' brewery is because it's air conditioned. Anytime there's an event going on outside, I'm not up for that.
I'm with you.
When was the who was the band, the headliners, and there was the metal show we went to. And there was like those old guys playing, those old Canadian guys, and the
April Wine.
Yeah. That was like the perfect time of year for a concert.
Yeah, early November. Yeah. Yep.
Because you sit outside. It's a little bit warm. You got a hoodie on. If you get too hot, because there's a bunch of people around and people make you hot. You can take your hoodie off, but it's that crisp, cool air. That's what I'm looking for. Summertime, I want indoor events only.
Agreed.
Yeah, I'm not looking to go. Oh, guess who's playing? Paul McCartney. Where's it at? Outdoors. Nope.
Out,
not for me.
Out on that.
Yeah, I don't need it.
That's why I was kind of surprised that Cheap Trick sold out, but I think the fact that we kept saying, look, everybody, the show doesn't even start till the sun goes down, and then the fireworks follow. You know, I think people are like, okay, cool, I can go out and deal with that. Because, yeah, I mean, if that show would have started at 5,
yeah,
can you imagine that? There'd be people, like, keeling over.
Yeah.
It's just too hot right now.
It really was really sticky.
Yeah, well, and we had a couple of nice days. Like this weekend when we did a pub crawl, I was stunned. It was actually nice because it was overcast and it wasn't that bad. But, man, today especially, man, I was outside for 5 minutes with the mutts, and I'm just like, my God, I just want to die.
So. And then I get all the, you know, I get when I do reads for you guys, the copy points are like, come out and do the run with us. Come out and do the bike ride. And I'm like, man, I would never do that. Not in the summertime. That's a horrible plan.
That seems almost dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been doing treadmill only, man, right now. It's just too hot out there. Even like I tried to go at like 5:30 the other morning, and it was just I just started sweating when I walked outside. I'm like, screw this. I'm not going to do it. So.
Yeah.
But there's no climate change, though.
that's fake news,
fake
Fred.
News, fake Fred. News. Have you heard it's supposed to be like in the eastern half of the country and like – Even like
it's like New York, they're worried about getting into the hundreds there.
Like heat index into the teens, even heat index.
My wife's in Oregon right now, and she checked the weather for when she's up there, and the high while she's there, at least for the next week, is 82.
Lovely, perfect.
Yep.
The low, 40.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, are you going out there?
I'll be up there in a couple weeks. I'm
going
to go. And
are you going to Seattle? Or
I'm going to Portland.
Yep.
And then I'm going to the Oregon coast to Tillamook.
Yep.
And then I'm going to Seattle.
I think we have this conversation. Cut me off if we have. I'm officially an old. You know, I get mailings from the AARP. But did we talk about Freem?
Yes.
Okay. So, and I think you said it wasn't like on your route.
No, I think it is on my. I think it might be on my list.
Yeah, I'm telling you, dude, worth a visit if you can squeeze that in. And let me know if you are, because I'm tight with those guys, and I'll get you the royal. So,
oh yes, that comes with the special.
Hang around. I hope it doesn't involve dark holes. But
oh yes,
wow. Hang around for another segment?
Sure.
Cool. Because I have to tell the people about Lightstream. And if you're tired of credit card bills with high interest rates and you want to pay off your credit card balances, it saves some money, and you've got good credit, get a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream with rates as low as 5.95% APR with autopay. That's way lower than the average credit card interest rate. That's over 19% in most cases, sometimes a lot more. And you get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000 with no fees. No application fees, no origination fees, no transaction fees, no prepayment penalties. The rate is fixed. It'll never go up for the life of the loan, and it's so easy. You can even get your money in your bank account as soon as the day you apply. Try out that online application. I mean, it's just a breeze. You can apply right from your phone, and they want to take care of people with good credit, and they deserve a better loan experience. That's what you deserve, and that's what they deliver. Just for the Blitzers, apply now to get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred, lightstream.com/FRED. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information. Overall is what I represent until my next death, but I prefer to call it a transference of flesh, as my essence is eternal, hopping from body to body until my spirit's path meets its end, and I'm called home to the source to sleep again, till I meet it once more, to descend to the physical, to spread kindness to those whose hearts have grown cold.
This is The Blitz.
The Blitz.
On ESPN.
ESPN.
97.5. segment is brought to you by Carbach. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we're back on the Blitz. Always fun to keep Eric around, especially while he's got beer. It's always a good day when, you know, you kind of go in, you get to the 6 o'clock hour, you think, all right, 1 hour left, you see Eric walk in with beer, it's like, oh yeah, it's going to be a good day.
Oh yeah.
It's the only reason I've got friends, Fred, is I bring beer.
Probably explains why I have none, because I don't bring beer. Aaron, what do you have there from Facebook?
Listener Austin on Facebook asked for the three of y'all, what are the top 5 cities to visit in the U.S. that are not L.A. or New York, because he's thinking about a late summer trip?
Like, to visit for what purpose? Like,
just to visit.
I like Seattle in the summertime. I like Denver in the summertime. Chicago. Maybe not summertime.
It gets pretty hot up there.
Fall is good in Chicago.
Fall is good. Winter, no.
Winter, no. Fall and spring in Chicago are good. I can't give any... Well, Nashville's good. I can't give any... firm take on this, but one of the places I want to visit is Richmond, Virginia.
Or Asheville, maybe.
That'd be a good one, too. Yeah. So.
Bet you, Eric.
Didn't hear the full, but top 5 cities outside of New York.
Not New York, not L.A. Place for a late summer trip.
Late summer. Did we say Portland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good spot.
Really,
I'm telling you, man. I know it's kind of out of the way. But Bend, Oregon is like the best place to go. That's where my wife's at right now, where it's like it's in the 80s in the middle of July. And
it cools off at night.
It cools off at night. I mean, it's one of the most beautiful places you'll ever see, too. I mean, and it's got more breweries per capita than any city in the world. So that's always a great spot for me.
Denver, I'll second. I really like Chicago. It's a little warm this time of year, but I would consider that because there's so much to do there. If you said America, so I'm not going to give you Toronto, but I'll give you Niagara Falls. Although the Canadian side is much better than
how
the American
about just
side.
Buffalo?
But now Niagara is the nice part of that.
Hot chicks in Buffalo. I bet.
Now Buffalo. The problem with Buffalo. Is downtown is what Houston was 20 years ago. There's nothing to do there on weekends. Everything's shut down.
Yeah.
But go to the falls. There's a casino. There's all kinds of cool stuff there. So even on the U.S. side, there's plenty to do. And if you've never done that, I highly recommend you get on the Maid of the Mist and go up underneath the thing because it's one of the most powerful things I've ever done in my life. So I highly recommend that one.
Did you make love under it?
No, but I
can you imagine how powerful that would have been?
I definitely wanted a self-pleasure. I was so excited.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
You didn't do it, though?
No, there was enough foam from the waves.
As they would say, the tasty waves.
Yeah, exactly, to get it back to Carbach. Love New Orleans, but not this time of year.
Oh, gosh, no.
Yeah, I go to New Orleans every year in September. And
it's the one place that's worse than here when it comes to
it is. And I was worried about New Orleans. I was worried about my September trip. I was like, oh no,
because of Barry.
Yeah,
I was like, it sounds like it didn't end up being that bad.
Ended up not being as bad as they thought, luckily. Yeah, but I was like, man, don't ruin my plans. It's like my favorite weekend of the year.
We have a lot of friends over in Louisiana. I didn't want them nuked.
I'm not worried about them. I'm worried about my plans.
Well,
your pleasure. It's all I care about. I'm very selfish.
As far as I'm concerned, said this earlier, go destroy Florida. Go destroy northern Mexico. We don't care. Stay away from New Orleans. Stay away from here.
What about Alabama?
We'll miss you. Maybe stay away from the casinos in Mississippi because there's a bunch of tournaments I want to play there over the next few months. So don't knock those out.
Yeah.
Other than that. You know what else is kind of a cool place is to, especially in the winter, there's some nice places in the Ozarks in Arkansas that people don't think about.
Pass.
You'd be pleasantly surprised at how cool it is.
I've seen that show.
Well, you don't go through the little towns on the way.
Talking about
just
Ozark?
Don't stop.
Yeah.
I actually think that lake looks cool.
Yeah, but I'm not going there.
Dude, you're out there on a boat.
Too much meth.
No, well, I think there's parts of it that are methy, but I bet you could go out and, you know, there's non-methy people there.
Now, maybe a few.
When you get to the resorts, it's nice, but there's a lot of little towns I wouldn't stop in because I'm sure it goes full Deliverance.
But you're old, so you would probably stay in Branson.
No, I'd probably go to Go to Hot Springs is where I would go.
Looking for the deal.
Yeah.
Free breakfast.
That's right.
Yeah, do I get the continental breakfast with this?
Sir,
can I get the tour bus?
It's a full breakfast. We have powdered eggs we'll serve.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Oatmeal to keep you regular.
That's right.
I need some Metamucil, please.
What's next on the brew schedule for you guys? What do you got coming up?
We got so next time I will be bringing in the Hop Tongue IPA.
Hop Tongue?
Hop Tongue. That's our new West Coast IPA.
All right.
So you've seen the shirt that I have that has the...
Yep.
World's greatest rock and yeah. Well, I'm not going to say it because I don't want to get on their radar yet.
Right. Okay.
We want that lawsuit to come
a
little.
Stolen Rome.
Those guys. Yeah. Yes.
It's a Bob Dylan song, is what it is.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
I guess it was originally. When did
How does it feel?
Oh, it's the original Bob Dylan.
Didn't Muddy Waters do?
I don't think so. I think Bob Dylan wrote that song.
I don't remember. I watched. Cadillac Records the other day, and I think they credited him with it, but I don't know if that's accurate because I don't know how accurate that movie was. I watched that. For some reason, I was in a historical music mood, so I watched that in that CGB Bee Gees movie. That was really good.
Was that good?
Yeah. If for some of the bands that we liked, that I guarantee is worth watching. It's just randomly these people walk in and they're doing a audition. It's like, oh, we're the Talking Heads. Yeah, and stuff like that. It was pretty cool.
Because that club's pretty small, right?
Yeah, yeah. And it was just really funny to see, you know, basically here's this club where you gave people a chance to come play original music, and they'd get up on stage, and all these bands and he'd just say, there's something there, after they play a song, yeah. Like the Police did Roxanne. And he's just, there's something there.
These guys have something.
So yeah, I think you'd enjoy that one.
Yeah, I'll check that out. That was one of my biggest like concert fails of all time. Was I had the chance in 19, I believe it was 78 or 79, to go see the Police after they had only released Outlandos D'Amour at some local joint in Denver, and I was like, the Police? What? Who are these? Nah, pass.
I don't like the Police.
You know what?
I stand by that.
I saw them. They played back-to-back shows here in Houston. At the time, my dad used to give me tickets to everything because I think he was dating one of the women who booked all the shows. And I had dates lined up for both shows, and both chicks stiffed me at the last minute.
Damn.
So I wound up
going, trying to stiff them.
Well, exactly. That was the point. I mean, I got tickets to the Police. They're like, oh, I love the Police. I can't wait to go. My dad says I can't go.
Fred, how old were these?
I mean, was like 20, 21, I think.
They were 14, 15.
No, Fred. No, they were not. They were not, but I got stiffed by two of them, so I wound up going to see the damn band twice by myself with an empty seat next to me. I'm like, if I can't get laid with Police.
Loser.
I know, that's how I felt.
What a loser.
If I can't get laid with Police tickets, and at the time I was young and in shape and not ugly, just decent looking, it's like I'm a failure. I couldn't even get...
This was 1960 what?
Nah. It would have been around 84.
Oh, boy.
I think.
So that was after they were big. The Police were big.
Yeah, because, I mean, they had two sold-out shows at the Summit.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so that was like after... Yeah, I agree with AG, like that synchronicity or whatever. Like that, the later stuff, not so good. But like Outlandos D'Amour, that was a good
early stuff. Message in a bottle.
Yeah, it's good stuff, man.
Yeah, it's not for me.
Plus
flavor.
Plus, they did a lot of Stalker songs, which I'm always into.
I don't like that. I don't like
Cheap Trick, all Stalker songs. Weezer, all Stalker songs. For some reason, I like that.
Because we were creepy little
geeks. Guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm basically trying to use concert tickets to get laid.
AJ was a big, like athletic dude, so he could pull all day long, no problems.
No, didn't work. I was like 170 pounds in high school. You got to remember that.
Fred and I were like 130. We were little twerps.
I was like 6'3", 170 pounds.
I would think the girls would have been falling all over you. You could have like faked them
except the Serena fans.
I did have hair back then. That was nice. Yeah. That was nice.
Yeah, you still got the hair, so you have a huge advantage.
You got it going on.
No, I'm growing it out, man. I'm going for the wild man look.
So the Hop Tongue, that's going to be seasonal?
No.
A year-rounder?
New everyday IPA.
I'll be damned.
West Coast, about 7% ABV.
And you're getting rid of Hopadillo.
No, gosh, no.
Okay,
come on. But we're crazy. But we're putting all the cool kid hops in this thing, like Citroen Mosaic and all that kind of stuff. So it's going to be good. So next time, next visit, we'll be drinking that.
All right. That's Eric Warner from Carbach. Appreciate you, man. Thanks for bringing by the brews. And everybody make sure and stop out by the restaurant. Try this Dunkel. Try all the beers they've got on the wall out there. Try the food. Try the veal, as they say. But I don't know if
poutine. Try the poutine.
I like the Korean fried chicken.
That's really good, too.
It's a good dish. Yeah. All right. I got to say about Pro Dunk Hoops. ProDunkHoops.com. You want your raggedy-ass kids outside. You are sick of having them in the house this summer. You're ready for them to go outside and do something active. And they're like, well, Dad, if I had a hoop, I'd be playing. And you can get them, you know, you can get them some raggedy hoop from a big box store. But then what's going to happen next summer when the rim's all crooked and it's, you know, hanging sideways? Or you could just, you know, go for it and get you a Pro Dunk Hoop goal that's going to last forever, basically. Thickest steel of any goal in the market, 75% thicker than the best brands in the other stores. Tempered glass backboard. If it breaks or cracks for any reason, they'll come out and replace it for free. And they've got a design that'll fit your home. Whether you want it in the ground, you want it on the house, you want it fully portable, they got you covered. Whatever you need, guys. And they're adjustable from 10 feet to 5 feet. So if you got a little kid, even they can play. Get your new hoops goal today. See it all. ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com. 281-351-9822.
To date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. This show's almost over.
Lamont asked if Eric was the owner of Carbach. And I told him Eric is a part owner. And Lamont replied, Eric is the most hobo-looking millionaire I've ever seen. So, I mean, we should get a t-shirt made.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I want to be Eric when I grow up. I mean, he's got it going. He's just laid back. He's enjoying life. He's doing well. And, yeah. Looks like a hobo. I'd love to look that's like a life. Hobo. I'd love to have enough hair to look like a hobo.
Yeah, that is part of it.
That's one. I would love to have that, and then I'd grow my beard out and really long, Dusty Hill like.
If I just didn't shave my head and just grew out like a chia pet, I would probably look kind of hobo-y. I could do that.
Yeah, I aspire to look like a hobo.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. So I kind of think that's a compliment, Lamont.
It is.
I would take it as one. So, Chris Whitmeyer says, millionaire version of the dude.
Kind of, yeah. It's kind of the case.
Yeah, he does have a little Lebowski in him.
Yeah.
He's not fat like Lebowski, though.
Only because he lost 5 pounds. He was fat last time he was here.
5 pounds makes that big a difference?
Yeah, it's a big difference.
That's like one day for me, and then it's right back.
Yeah.
Like 5 pounds doesn't mean bleep. I saw some movie where... it was Jeff Bridges, and he was playing a dude-like guy, and they were making a porno.
Ooh.
And I think it was called Moguls, and then they changed the name of it to The Amateurs. And it was okay, but it was basically him playing Lebowski, but actually having some drive.
Okay. Like
he was constantly coming up with these ideas and getting everybody to invest in them. And so they invest in a porno, and it's about the making of the porno, and it's kind of funny. But I just love that character. Any Lebowski I can get is all good.
I liked when the dude was in Iron Man. That was his best role, I think.
He was pretty badass in that.
Yeah, it would have been better if he was wearing like the bathrobe the whole time and stuff like that.
Yeah, but and had the hair grown out.
Tony Stark probably would have been like, dude, come on.
Yeah, that's they
Let's grow up. Where this you're in the real world now.
They turned Thor into his younger son in Endgame. It's basically what he was Lebowski.
Yeah,
I love that. That might be my favorite character of all time in terms of just unique out there.
I'm partial to Roller Girl.
Well, that's my favorite for other reasons. But yeah. I think it's between Lebowski and Raylan Givens.
That's a good one. But you can't go TV versus movie.
No, but I'm just talking about favorite character.
Oh.
And Rick Sanchez, but he's a cartoon.
What about Batman?
It's hard to define.
What about Heath Ledger's Joker?
That's pretty badass.
Yeah.
And you know I love the Joker.
I know you like that.
That one's up there. And True Grit, Chris mentioned. That was another one he was really good at.
I like my favorite character is Alexandra Daddario in the first season of True Detective. I don't know her character's name, but she was my favorite character.
Boobs. That was her name.
Yeah. I liked Minka Kelly's character on Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, I think we're going in different directions here.
Yeah.
But if we're just doing that, I think Roller Girl might be the coolest character of that ilk.
What was Minka Kelly's name on Friday Night Lights?
Don't know.
Damn it.
Not my...
Lila Garrity. Lila.
832. Really sad to hear that Carbach is still using the term owner. It's 2019.
That's true. That's true.
Oh. What is it they're calling them now?
They're
governors?
Ona with an A and not an ER. You can't see. It's okay if you don't use the hard R.
No. Don't. No.
Ona is fine.
No.
Is that joke too edgy for you, Fred?
I'm not a fan of that joke at all. So, yeah, I'm leaving you hanging on that one.
Fine. That's all right.
I think it might have been a bit much.
I've already used that joke on the morning show.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, it's a recycled to our show.
Okay.
Because I did the morning show with John the day that happened.
Yeah.
And so I threw out the, you just can't use the hard A. Oh, no. I guess actually John did the afternoon show with me. That was when you were gone. Yeah, so that's happened on our show already.
Great.
Sorry. You're attached to that now.
I'm not attached to it.
Yeah, if you go back and listen to that episode on Podcast Arena, there's a picture of you right next to it.
No. If I'm out of the country, you can't put my picture on things.
It's still going to be there, though, because on the Blitz page, it always shows you and me.
Yeah,
but like I'm wearing that purple shirt, you're wearing the black turtleneck. It's always the same picture.
I hate that picture so much.
Yeah.
I look like such a creep there.
You do. You've kind of gone away from that turtleneck look.
Yeah, because it's 110 degrees outside.
Yeah, but I mean, like even during the winter months, you're not as turtlenecky as you used to be.
I still wear them during the winter. Winter's only a week here.
Winter is coming.
No, it's not. It's going to be 150 degrees for the rest of our lives.
Oh.
We're going to have to learn to live like Martians. Thanks to people not recognizing global warming.
Quit pushing your liberal agenda. My goodness.
I would like for my kids to be able to walk outside in the year 2050, but
you're over here throwing out the O word, and then you want
no, that was you. That
no, was... you used the hard R. I said oh nah. All right. Let's talk about Noah. Fred is so uncomfortable right now. So uncomfortable. Last year Noah had a fast food delivery job. The hours were garbage. The pay was worse. And he wanted to get out of his job into a new career. So he went to My Computer Career and in less than 6 months started his IT career. Now he's up for his second promotion. How about that? If your job's garbage, get out of it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take their free career evaluation. You could be on your way to a new career as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. No experience, no training. No problem is the motto. That's not really their motto. That's a made up motto. But you don't have to have any computer experience or training at My Computer Career. They don't require that because helping people start from scratch, that's what they do. You'll attend classes on campus or live online twice a week. You're going to get everything you need to start your new career. And then they're going to help you get into the industry because they work with employers that hire their students after graduation. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Guys, classes start soon. Go take that free career evaluation today. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu. In my mind.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, and there's only one segment to go. Another show just flies by. Tomorrow, make sure you, if you want to catch The Blitz, tune in at 1 o'clock. We'll be doing 1 to 4. Usual suspects. Well, not quite the usual suspects, but...
Barry will be gone, so it'll be Joel and Nick.
Joel and Nick from 4 to 7.
Big Show from 4 to 7.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah.
That'll be good. So
give them a listen. If you haven't heard the show.
Yeah, no, they do a really good
check
job.
Check them out.
Yeah, that's a very, very good show. All right. You know what? Let's mix up the order. We'll let Aaron go first with Hey Man Bleep That.
All right. Well, mine, I'm going to borrow a little bit of what I did for my post-show podcast yesterday. Thousands of people in Sweden have already lined up because they are getting a microchip implanted in their hand to replace the, you know, that heavy burden of carrying cash and credit cards on them. So at a store or a coffee shop, they just want to be able to swipe their hand and it runs straight to their bank account. And they're also now being able to program it to, you know, our key cards to get into the building at night. You can apparently program that too. So if somebody just wanted to do whatever they wanted with your entire life, they could just tie you up, chop off your hand and... basically live as you for a long time until people realized you were missing.
It's like the movies where somebody pulls the eyeball out of the head and holds it up to the scanner, eye scanner. Yeah.
But how lazy are you that you don't want to carry cash or credit cards? Like, I understand the country's trying to get rid of cash. Like, they've gotten rid of most of it to begin with. But you don't want to carry your credit card? That's a major inconvenience for you, especially with Apple Pay on your phone? No. For that, I'm saying, hey, man, f*** that.
What's a good one? Well done.
Man, I got to tell you, this Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, Jesus.
Dude, the more I read about this story, like, it's the most repulsive thing. He basically, and if you haven't read this, the story is out today on The Smoking Gun about Jane Doe 103, which that... that's enough of a problem right there.
Yeah.
Basically what happened was she was 16 at the time that they met. They were introduced via an illicit bounty program that he ran from his Florida mansion. And she was working at a mall. She was approached by a fellow student from a high school, a feeder for... basically, he had high school boys picking up high school girls for him.
Yeah.
The other girl who worked at Abercrombie and Fitch had a proposition. She told Doe that she could earn $200 by simply giving him a brief massage at his home. Her friend noted that the massage would have to be performed naked or in some state of undress. In return for delivering Epstein a fresh face, the girl would pocket a $200 finder's fee. And basically what would happen was he would... I don't want to get into all the details of it. If you want, I mean, it's pretty vile. And they get down to like 13, 14 year old girls at some point. I don't know if you read about when he got caught the first time and he basically like sweethearted his way into like a probation deal.
That's what you can do when you get that kind of money.
It's crazy. So him and, getting away with the judge was that decided it was okay, the lawyer that brokered the deal to all of that. I'm saying, hey, man, f*** that. I'm against it.
Yeah, that story just gets worse and worse.
It is. It's gross.
It's disgusting. All right. Mine, not quite as disgusting, but, you know, I like to come to defense of writers sometimes because, you know, I like to write and had a little success with it. Two guys who had a lot of success were David Benioff and D.B. Weiss, who did Game of Thrones. Some of you were not happy with the ending of it, to the point...
Some of me, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm throwing you in there.
Yeah.
But apparently, some fans are so pissed off that they've basically started a campaign to where they're liking this thing so much that when you Google bad writers, their names come up. And look, I get you didn't like the show, but those of you who were petitioning to get it changed, and now you're going and constantly upvoting this thing so that these guys come up as bad writers, it's not like they're M. Night, man. Come on. Yeah, you didn't like the way it finished. They're not bad writers. They're damn good writers, as a matter of fact. To that, I say, hey, man, f*** that.
How long do we have?
About 2 minutes.
Did you hear about this guy who was a male escort, and he slept with 150 men? He has said
that
he is...
Not really that much for a male escort.
Well, I mean, how much of a market is there? I don't know. But he says that he came out as 100% gay at the age of 14, and he's now 28. He's lived his entire life as a gay man. In 2018, he had a breakup, and he went on a run of celibacy, and a woman talked him into having sex back in April. He'd never had sex with a woman before. Now he says, I don't have sexuality. I don't know what I want, but I'm definitely open to having sex with women again. So if you think you're gay, maybe try it out. Just see, you know.
Well, I think we call that bisexual.
If you think you're straight, maybe try it out. Maybe, I mean, you never know what you like until you try it.
A dark hole is a dark hole.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
To bring it
Rosario.
All back. God. That Rosario could be a male name.
The darkest of holes.
Oh, man. That's going to wrap it up. Fun show today. Aaron, good job after a slow start. A very slow start.
Go back where you came from.
Yeah. Go back to Alemania.
Yeah.
Hoffman, good job today.
Thank you.
Eric did a good job. It's always a pleasure having
you. But he can go back where he came from, too.
Yeah.
He's German.
Also Alemania.
Came from, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You too, Fowler.
Yeah, well.
Go back where you came from. Fowler.
It's Fowler.
Fowler. Fowler.
All right, so we'll see you guys tomorrow at 1 o'clock. So tune in early. Until then, stay sporty, bitches.
SPN 97.5.